This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk Podcast, episode number 62. Brian Anderson coming to you from Western Montana. Beautiful fall day, man. The weather has been exceptional. And we really enjoyed some nice weather. It's going to turn quick and probably we'll get 3 feet of snow and sub-zero temperatures any day now. But as you can see, the sun is shining behind me. The fall colors were a little bit late because it's been so warm. I've never actually seen it happen this much. We were getting the colors in and it is absolutely gorgeous. You guys are going to be seeing this toward the end of October. I think on the 29th is when it comes out. And I'm getting ready to take some friends on a hunting trip. You guys know I already did that, but I like to do a lot of it, so I'm going to keep going, get the animals out in the woods for the last time this year and go enjoy and relax in a beautiful spot. Meaning I've got a new client from Louisiana who is going to join me for a day ride. One of the things we have in common is he happened to have been hunting the same area that I have for years. And it's pretty cool. When I met him, I knew exactly where I said, I told him, I said, you know, what's funny is I probably have looked at you through a rifle scope on numerous occasions. So we have found out our dates matched up. It's like, oh yeah, I was there. Yeah, so was I. Anyway, kind of a funny story that he gets it. I guess it's not maybe worth explaining to everybody. Anyhow, but I'm looking at the market that's going on. And of course, last week, John and I did a market analysis, talked about stocks and bonds and what's going on in the market today. And it's one of those things where, you know, after doing that, I look at it and think, man, this stuff is so simple. And I give you all the information, I give you all the ideas, and I'm going to be about as salesy as I'm ever going to get. And so I wanted to do this episode easy to do and say, you know what? If you've ever thought about buying an annuity, buy one now. Now is the time. And there are a lot of different reasons for that. Not the least of which is that every other asset in the world is losing money. Stocks are down, bonds are down. Anyway, so I wrote a newsletter. The newsletter's out there. It's a quick read. If you don't want to watch this whole podcast, I usually try to go into more detail here. I'm not going to share my screen because, well, that's just words. Sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't. But I'm going to say interest rates like we have available today have not been around since early 2009. That was the early days of Annuity Straight Talk. I had been in the business for 6 going on 7 years. And I started the website, and everybody that wants to go back and say how I learned about annuities, my annuity evolution, I think it was probably January of 2021. Is when I put out a series of newsletters. I talked about when I had started this website. I said it a bunch of times. If you don't know, fixed annuities were my jam. They were better than anything else. Index annuities were relatively new, weren't that used that much. And when the first fixed annuities I sold early in my career, 19 plus years ago, were fixed annuities guaranteed 7% payout for 10 years. And nobody wanted them because, well, it was .com, the market. Oh, it's going to come back. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. Well, that's why I focused in retirement, because I saw this underserved asset class that was out there and thought, man, there's a reason why a lot of people need these things. Okay, well, 2009 comes out, Annuity Straight Talk was all about just use a simple fixed annuity, just use the simple version. If rates would have held from the time I started this website, then I'd probably have 3 or 4, maybe 5 pages. There are people that are like annuity rate shopping websites. I probably would be doing something like that. Because I was like, that's just obvious. Here's the reason why. Rates dropped and things got technical. I had to work and figure things out. I survived in this business because I worked really hard, and also because I found different ways of accomplishing retirement goals, even when rates weren't high. So we've got a lot of people through some of those challenging times. And I'm not going to say these days, it's obvious we have challenging times, but you have so much more to work with than you would have had 7, 8, 9 years ago. So products and strategies have to change because the market changes over time. And now we've got something different. And again, people say, what's the flex strategy, the flexibility approach? Flexibility is key. So after I started the website in 2009, rates just kind of kept going down for almost 10 years. They jumped a bit in 2018, then they dropped right back down. COVID, lockdowns, all that garbage that happened. And now we're finally seeing safe money rates move well past 4%. And a lot of people have gotten in on that this year. I'm not saying that I have been busy, but if you're waiting for a time, now is the time. Last time I saw 4% on a fixed annuity was probably 2010, 11, maybe 12. Nobody wanted it. It's not high enough. Then from the time it disappeared until it came back, everybody's like, all I want is 4%. All I want is 4%. Well, we got 4%. We got higher than 4% now. Maybe going higher. Now they're like, that's not enough. And that's where human behavior is really funny, because that entire time people have been telling me that's all they want. And here it is. Come get it. It's time. And unfortunately, the best time to buy is often when no one wants to. 2018 was a great time to buy annuities. But you know, the market had been running. It dropped back a little bit in 18. And nobody wanted it. They want to stay in the market. That was paid off in 19 and 20. There's a blip in 2020, right? So last week, John and I released a podcast, analyzed the stock and bond markets in the past year. Both are down substantially. Without question, everything I've said on this website, everything I've talked about for the past 10 years, 12 years, everything I've been working toward in my career is coming to fruition right now. And I'm not going to say I told you so. That's not the point. But I've been talking about issues with bonds for a long time, right? I want to say 2013, 14 was the first time I said bonds plus, index annuities are bonds plus, fixed annuities, bonds plus. The insurance company owns the bonds that back your contract, plus you get reserves on top of it. Why would you not own an annuity if you want to own a bond? Now, some people have bonds. I've run into a lot of people. Bonds are down, you know, 15, 20% this year. The U.S. bond index, the last week in the podcast I quoted, was 14.98% was where it's at. If you're in a bond, do not sell it and take that loss. Typically, your coupon payment's going to continue to roll. You'll get your principal back when it matures, okay? If you have a traditional portfolio right now, equities, stocks are equities and bonds, you're in a tough spot. Your advisor, whoever told you to put it in there, has some explaining to do. That's Smart Money Magazine. That's Forbes. That's Wall Street Journal. That's Barron's. Everybody that said you could retire on a stock and bond portfolio, it's got their foot in their mouth right now. And I've been telling you not to do it that way for a long, long time. Some people use annuities to improve a safe allocation, right? That's like, it's a little bit better than bonds. It's not interest rate sensitive. There's more liquidity. We're going to that. Liquidity free from interest rate risk. That's the challenge right now with bonds down in value. Yes, they pay their coupon payment. But what you want in that safe allocation is you want the ability to draw some more money out of it. If you got to take an RMD or an income from that, you want to take some more out of the bonds because you can't take it out of your stocks right now. Those things lost so much money. But if you pull more than the coupon, if you sell your bond, you're going to take a loss on that as well. It's a double whammy for retirement. And it's silly. Now, if rates turn around, bonds will bump in value. But again, you're volatile with those, you know, with that allocation. So no matter why you want to buy it, if you're improving safe allocations or just avoiding market volatility, an annuity would have saved you a lot of money in the past year. So anybody who bought an annuity last year may have locked in a lower rate, but they did it with more money. Now a lot of people have less money, so they want to wait for it to recover before committing to a guarantee, a fixed interest rate or an income payment, whatever it is. I know so many people who've been waiting for more than 10 years, or they said, I'll just do a one-year CD, then another one-year CD, then another one-year CD, and it keeps going. They get to the point where, you know, 4, 4.5, 5% even right now. And they're like, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. You've waited long enough. So here's my interesting example for the day. Let's say you had $100 last year and you could have locked in a long-term rate of 2%. So 5 to 10 years, you get out a 2% base rate. Or you could have waited a year, lost 20% and invested $80 today at 4%. So there's a difference between last year and this year. Now I'm not quoting specific rates, but that's roughly accurate. I'm not a rate shopping website. They change all the time. And I'm not here to tell you what the best rate is because I'm recording this 10 days before it comes out. That's going to change. But here's the lesson. Would you rather have $100 at 2% or $80 at 4%? Which is the better deal in the long run? Okay. The $80 at 4% takes 12 years for the lower investment and higher rate to catch up in terms of total account value. You don't have more money for 12 years. Inflation, anyone? These are the things you have to start connecting, and I'll get back to that a little bit later. The most important thing about making money is not losing it before you get going. So take it one step further. Let's assume a typical stock portfolio over the past 20 years. Oh, what did I, hold on a second. Before I did that, I also did, I wonder if I still have it up here. I do. I'm going to look at it. If you were taking a $4,000 withdrawal, the 2% versus 4%, then it takes, did I even put that in the newsletter? I might have to do that. If you, oh yeah, I did it right here. If you're taking income, the two don't come close to evening out until after 17 years. So if you're pulling money out of a portfolio, that's 2% on $100 or 4% on $80. If you're taking a $4 withdrawal, that's 4% of the account value. And we use 100,000 or a million or whatever, but just the numbers, then the 4% at the lower, at the 4% on the lower amount of $80 does not catch up in total remainder until year 17. So that whole time, you know, for a lot of people, that's a retirement. You retire at 65, 70, you know, your early to mid, late 80s by the time it actually catches up. And then go one step further and you talk about a typical stock portfolio over the past 20 years with the same withdrawal. So $100 in, taking out $4 a year, 4% of it. It's a million taking out 40,000 or 100,000 taking 4,000. If you had half the money in an annuity and half the money in the market, you'd have about the same amount remaining as if you had had it all invested in the market. The annuity decreases. One key to making money, inflation, accumulation, income, all that stuff is don't lose money. So half annuity, half market versus all market, they're about the same after 20 years. If you have an investment manager for the market, you've got fees, right? So that's even worse, but it's so obvious to me where it's like nothing's going to change. You put 4%, 5% on half your portfolio, you're going to end up better after 20 years. What do we have in the stock market over the past 20 years? It was amazing. And you could have had half of it in a 4% annuity and done the same. So you got half the risk, half the fees if you're paying an investment manager, right? It's so dang obvious to me. I can't believe it. And kudos to anybody who's already figured it out. Thank you to my clients. I love you all. But I'm trying to open everybody's eyes a little bit and say, you know what? 4% is not bad. It's the up and the down. And I think we're going to see a lot of it. So this is where like the inflation discussion is very, very interesting to me because everybody wants an interest rate that beats inflation. Oh, 5%. Well, inflation's 8%. Okay. I would take 5% guarantee in an environment of 8% inflation over losing 25% in the stock market. And I think there's a rally today. It goes up and it gives it back. That's what you're going to see. You're just going to see a lot of ups and downs. So if you want to stay in the market, I suggest you go get a vacation rental in the Caribbean and relax for a little while because I wouldn't watch it. You'll just up one day and down the next. So yeah, for inflation, yeah, the fixed interest rate's not going to beat the rate of inflation, but neither is losing a pile of money in the stock market. I think the lesson I've learned is like when annuities are the best, nobody wants them. Nobody wanted them earlier this year when the stock market was at the high. I think for the past, 18 months prior, I told people, be careful. We're going to hit a top here, right? We're going to hit a top. You want to take, go back to what, I don't know, 6-7 episodes ago, Vegas odds of stock market and annuities. What did I say? You take your winnings off the table and put them in your back pocket. That's the same thing. So to me, it makes a lot of sense. You could have bought last year and other people was like, oh, I don't want 2%. It's like, well, yeah, but you would have saved 20. And I think I told everybody this before, one client who put a chunk of money into an index annuity last year, he made like 0.5% on it. And we had a meeting, he called me and he said, man, I just made 16%. So you're looking at something different than I am. He's like, well, everything else I have was down 16%. That was in June. It's even worse now. So now last year would have been fine because you would have saved a lot of money. This year's good, but it's hard. I mean, I'm not saying sell losses, of course, because I can't predict like greater losses if you don't do it. But a lot of people sat in cash for the last few years. This is the time to do it. If you're waiting for a fixed rate. Now they're getting close to 5 and they say, oh, I want 6. And I had people that bought 4 6 months ago and they're fine. I'm going to do that where it's like it takes 4% 6 months ago. They've already made 2% on their account this year. It'll take a period of years to catch up to that 5% by waiting. So that's the cost to wait. And I'm going to cover that. I don't know if it's the next one, but probably should be. Anyway, it has been almost 11 months since the stock market hit its all-time high on January 2nd. Since then, we've seen dramatic reductions in asset values for both safe and risk-based assets. It is now clear that annuities belong in a retirement portfolio. There is no question. Anybody who says they don't does not know what they're talking about. It's called confirmation bias. They're so biased to the way they do things that they cannot possibly see the alternative. And I'm not saying all of it. No, not at all. I mean, and I've done this. What's the right amount? It depends on what you spend, your risk tolerance, all those things. There is no question they're a better asset. Now we have the rates that everybody's wanted for 10 years. Bang, time to do it. If it's not now, then when are you going to do it? Good question, right? Anyway, so I appreciate you guys tolerating my rant about annuities. Get one if you don't have one. Buy another one if you don't want risk. Of course, it goes through a suitability process and planning process. See how it works for you. I'm not blanket saying everyone should have one, but I do believe 99% of the retirees I have met should have an annuity of some sort in their portfolio. It will improve things. At the very least, keep things the same. And it makes times like this a lot more tolerable. You know, in times like this, I love the stacks of silver in the closet and money in the bank, right? Well, I don't have to worry about what's going on in the market. So anyway, episode 62, the time to buy is now. My name is Brian Anderson. You can schedule a call at the top right corner of any page on the website, annuitystraighttalk.com, founder, creator, writer, everything. All mine. Read it all. Challenge me. Go ahead. Put pressure on me. I've been under pressure. I can handle it and I can explain it. There are lots of caveats and details and different things. I'm an obsessive thinker. I can handle it. So hit me with whatever you want. My number is 800-438-5121. You can give me a call. I'll answer it. Sometimes I'm out this time of year. I go out for, 3-4 days at a time, go straight to voicemail, leave me a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. So not a big deal. Easy to get a hold of me. Again, episode 62, the time to buy is now. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Brian Anderson. Looking forward to speaking with you next week. You guys all have a great day. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only. It does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.